and Black Drug Holiness gets Sustane Super Clean and Bayer Aspirin. Bayer, the wonder drug that works wonders. And starring Polly Dunn, Highway 101, George Jones, Loretta Lynn, Barbara Mandrell, Louise Mandrell, Kathy Mattea, Charlie Fry, Kenny Rogers, Ricky Skaggs, Ray Stevens, Sweethearts of the Rodeo, Tanya Tucker, Conway Twitty, and a welcome return tonight, the man who co-hosted Hee-Haw for 17 years, our special guest, Mr. Buck Owens, and of course, Roy Clark, and the whole Hee-Haw gang, Roy Acuff, Kathy Baker, Victoria Alden, Janilla Hutton, Linda Jenner, Grandpa Jones, George Lindsay, Berlin Mandrell, Minnie Pearl, Mary Ann Rogers, Lulu Roman, Missy Rose, Gaylord Sarte, Shotgun Red, Jeff Smith, Mike Snyder, Ronnie Stoneman, Gordy Taft, Dub Taylor, the Nashville Edition, Charlie McCoy, and the Hee-Haw Band.
Ago, till right here on the Hee-Haw Show, 20 years of laughs for you and me. 20,000 songs ago, sung right here on the Hee-Haw Show, 20 years of picking on TV.
We are Hee-Haw, this is our
watching our own Hee-Haw Show, one big happy country family. Welcome to Hee-Haw's 20th birthday party. And before we start picking and grinning down memory lane, I'd like you to meet the head honcho of Hee-Haw. He's the man who owns the show and is throwing this birthday shindig tonight at the Lazy E Ranch. Here he is with his head honcho. How about a Hee-Haw salute for Ed and Thelma Gaylord? We will be right back.
Welcome back to Hee-Haw's 20th birthday party. And here once again is old Moonface himself, Roy Clark.
Moonface? Thanks a lot, pal.
You're welcome, Roy.
On Hee-Haw, even the announcer gives you a hard time. Anyway, in 1971, three important events happened in this country. Hot pants became the fashion rage. 18-year-olds received the right to vote. And our next guest first appeared on Hee-Haw. And here she is, Barbara Mandrell.
Let me be a little girl again.
Thank you so much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to one of the most exciting parts of tonight's show. And here to help me is one of the funniest men and one of the most talented men in country music, Mr. Ray Stevens.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, look handsome.
Thank you, Barbara. As you know, this is the big moment, what we have all been waiting for. Tonight, you and I are going to present the award for the funniest joke ever done on Hee Haw. And here are the nominees. Roll them.
Lulu, what's wrong?
Oh, Gordy, I just auditioned for a play and they won't hire me.
What play was it?
Did I see you holding your pigs up to the tree one at a time so they could eat the apples off the branches?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you think that's an awful waste of time?
Well, what's time to a pig?
Hey, Roy, funny thing happened. My wife was reading a book called Twin Cities, and we had twins. Then she read a book called Three Musketeers, and we had triplets. Hey, where are you going?
I better get to the house quick. My wife is reading a book called Birth of a Nation.
Well, I'm glad that I'm not responsible for picking the winner from that group.
Aren't we all? May we have the envelope, please?
Wow.
Here, Barbara, why don't you do the honors?
Thank you. This is so exciting. The winner is, what's time to a pig?
Accepting the award for what's time to a pig, Mr. Grandpa Jones.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, I'm sorry the pig couldn't come. But I'll accept the award.
For the pig. Well, where is the pig, Grandpa?
Well, he's supposed to be here, but he's late. You know, I've been trying to get him to wear a watch, but he refuses.
Why does he refuse to wear a watch?
Well,
I think we can guess, can't we, folks?
What's
time to a pig?
No, he just didn't know how to put it on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh,
Hi, my name is Tony Love. I'm aboard the USS Midway here in the Indian Ocean. I'm an airman. I work on the hangar deck. Happy anniversary, y'all.
So-
Hee-Haw's 20th birthday party continues. And here once again is Roy Clark.
Thank you. You know, back through the history of show business, it seems that everybody had a partner. Butch Cassidy had his Sundance Kid. The Lone Ranger had his Tonto. Abbott had his Costello. And Lum had his Abner. Well, on Hee-Haw for 17 years, our next guest was my sidekick. Let's welcome back from the sick bed my old pal, Buck Owens.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a scene about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Together again. Stop falling. The long, lonely nights. Yeah, they're now at an end. The key to my heart. You hold in your hand. Nothing else matters now. We're together again. Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once again. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before.
Buck, I want to say you're singing better than ever. I mean, it's great to see you again, too.
Well, same here, Roy. You know, a day never goes by when I don't think about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I probably won't think about you tomorrow either, but tonight, I have no choice. So what say we get some of the gang out here, and let's do a little bit of picking and grinning for old time's sake.
All right. Come on out here, gang.
Are you ready?
I've been ready.
That's right, Keith?
That's it.
Well, I'm a picking.
And I'm a grinning.
Hey, Roy, you remember how we used to pick on old Grandpa?
Oh, yeah, Buck. We did pick on Grandpa a lot, didn't we?
Yep. You know, our very first picking and grinning joke 20 years ago was about Grandpa.
Oh, you mean that, oh, about how dumb he was?
Yeah, Grandpa dumb.
Well, he put his hand to a horse's mouth to see how many teeth he had.
Yeah?
And the horse closed his mouth to see how many fingers Grandpa had.
Yeah, you know, this life of wine, women, and song is getting me down, Roy. It's really getting
me down. Boy, me too, Buck. I'm thinking seriously about quitting singing.
Well, Roy, you know, in all those years, the saddest joke that I ever heard was right here on the picking and grinning set.
The saddest joke?
Yeah, don't you remember? Lulu came in all bandaged up, and she was sore all over.
Oh, yeah. She'd been taking a milk bath. And the cow fell over on her.
Do appreciate all them cards and letters you've been sending. Now, if we could just find somebody to read them to us.
Where's that? Or what's that? Well, I know the cure for this.
I didn't find you cause I didn't look. Well, are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? You met another and you was gone.
Gee, Ganilla, it's hard to believe that Archie's no longer with us. We miss him, don't you?
Oh, we really do. He was such a wonderful man. He really was. And he was such an important part of the show. I love being his Nurse Goodbody.
He broke me up every time we did. You was gone.
Yep, and those barbershop stories, they were hilarious.
They sure were.
Now, Roy, the style of the Maury is this. If you go to a Banshee Fall and you want to have a prance of Henslaw and Fub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
More memories and more great moments from Hee Haw coming up.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Let's Make Fun of Roy Clark's Old Sideburns show. They were hard to believe, weren't they? You know, our next performer is probably the only female singer on this show who doesn't mind admitting that she first sang on Hee Haw way back in 1973. Because she was only 14 years old at the time. And here she is, all grown up, the exciting Tanya Tucker.
A good friend of mine, he spends all his time trying to make love work out right. But the woman he loves, she don't feel the same. No, I don't know much about love, but at least I learned one thing. If it don't come easy, you better let. Does she do anything to make a man feel right at home? But the man she loves, he's a restless kind of guy. And I wish there was a way I could make her realize. If it don't come easy, you better let it go. If it don't come
This next fella joined up with us way back in 1971, and he's been keeping us laughing ever since with his slick, sophisticated humor. Folks, here is George Lindsay. Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and people who didn't have a ticket to get in here. When I started on the Hee Haw 16 years ago, I was the new guy on the show. And it's pretty frightening for a boy from Jasper, Alabama, to be working with all the legends of country singing and country comedy. And so what I did is I sat down and I wrote a poem on how it is to be the new guy on a hit show. And it's called New Guy on a Hit Show. When I joined Hee Haw, I thought it was heaven. Then I saw Lulu Kickstarter 747. I looked for Grandpa to show me the way, and all he talked about was stewed auger holes, say, and sing Here Rattler every day. I went to Junior. That was the mistake of my life. I had to buy him 27 ham sandwiches. Then he showed me his knife. Well, Archie's a fine guy and a funny fella, but after 40 verses, I didn't want to hear any more of Rinda Seller. Well, what's a guy to do when he's new on a show? You go see the superstars, Roy and Buck. They'll tell me what I should know. I said to them, oh, wise singers of song, tell me what to do so I won't go wrong. I want to fit in. I want to do good. Just tell me what. I'll do what I should. They said, just do your thing and put a smile on your face. Wear a goober grin and stay in your space. Always be up and always be funny. You'll have a job here forever if you don't ask for money.
That's good.
Over the past 20 years, some of the biggest hits in country music have been introduced right here on Hee Haw by our next guest. Two of the biggest hits of all were about a lady named Lucille and a fella who liked to gamble. I guess you know who I'm talking about. Here is Kenny Rogers.
Johnson's hardware store, 'cause his only son was my I'm Glenn Campbell. 20 years. Well, I'll say this, Hee-Haw. The years have sure been good to you, and it's also lowered my voice a little bit. Happy anniversary.
Well, it's been a great 20-year birthday party so far, and there's still lots more to come. Folks, here's Charlie Pride.
Standing by the door. Sunday pizzas and he hit a little Tommy Hawk. The maiden wore capes and braids and hope someday he talk. A wealthy customer bought again the unmade. Just a girl so far away, but open eyes to stay.
Everybody loved Kenny Price. He was a wonderful human being, but I know that you were an especially close friend of his.
Well, I was. Yeah, Kenny was a very dear and personal friend of mine. You know, and I think the thing that made us really close was because we shared same hobbies.
Oh, I didn't even know that. What was that hobby, golf?
No.
What?
Food.
You guys were always kidding around.
Yeah, but as you know, Kenny was not only a humorous and wonderful person, warm man, but was a very talented singer and songwriter.
Yes, he was.
In fact, when I first came to Hee Haw, my father said to me, he said, if you're working with Kenny Price, then you got it made.
You know what, Gaylord? I think your daddy was right.
I know he was.
Yeah, baby.
I need to go swimming next week.
There ain't enough material there to blow your nose on.
Well, Paul, I'm sorry. anymore. And besides, it's got a hole in it.
Now, don't you fret, darling. It'll be as good as new after you patch them knees up.
This homework you brought in is terrible. Did someone help you with it?
Yeah, my pa.
Well, my guess is he never sets foot in a school.
Oh, he did, too. He even spent two terms in the first grade.
Two terms?
Yeah. Roosevelt and Truman.
Could you loan me about 50 bucks till payday? Just 50.
I guess so. Anyway, it'll be 50. When is the payday?
I don't know. You're the one that's working.
Howdy, I'm from Houston, Texas. My name's Gary Carroll. I'm out here on the Mediterranean over here off of Cannes, France. We all like to wish Hee-Haw a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
Salute!
Once again, here's Roy Clark.
Well, I hope you ladies are ready, because this next guest is about as romantic a singer as you'll ever find, and he always has been. He started out as a visitor to Cornfield County in 1969, and now he owns his own city. Here's a man with something that Frank Sinatra, Elvis, and the Beatles never had. 53 number one records to his credit. And going on number 54 with his new single, here's Conway Twitty.
Goodbye.
You know, Roy, over the years, we had a lot of unexpected guests on our show.
Yeah, you mean every time George Jones showed up.
Yeah, well, that was unexpected, you know. But I was talking about the kind of folks that you might not associate with a show like Hee Haw.
Yeah, Hee Haw is like the friendliest house on the block. You're just never sure who might pop around for a visit.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's Hee Haw. Great music, great jokes, and great guests.
Haven't you left something out, Roy?
Nope, that's it. That's Hee Haw.
Well, Roy, what about... You know what I mean.
You mean guitars?
No, Roy, I mean this.
Hi, y'all. I'm Mary Ann, and I'm from Athens, Georgia.
Rowe, and I'm so happy to be here on Hee Haw. I know all the cast on Hee Haw because we went to different schools together.
Well, I don't know if you'd say we're a little unsophisticated up here in Cornfield County, but, well, if you own a painted turtle, you are considered an art lover.
I'm Miss Hee Haw.
I caught the country girl singer with a pig.
What did you get?
Tammy Swanette.
Göteborg, Sweden, 400,387. Kan du tala svenska?
Well, if the jokes aren't fresh, at least they're frequent.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the Hee Haw Girls.
Long way, Hee Haw. You proved the critics wrong now for 20 years or so. You've come a long way, Hee Haw.
is the second half of our big hee-haw party. Here's your hee-haw birthday host, Roy Clark.
When country singers want to listen to a country singer, it's not unusual to catch them listening to our next guest. He's got the sound of the hills in his voice, and one of the purest country sounds around. And he was also one of the first hee-haw guests. Who was that kid? Well, here's a legend, the great George Jones.
They say I'm somebody, so I try to live up to my name. But I'm just not done. Dealing with fortune and fame, I've made mistakes more than I care to recall. But one way or another, I always get over the fall.
Wondered how our writers kept coming up with new jokes week after week after all those years?
Well, Buck, I'm going to let you in on one of their little secrets. Watch this.
Hey, listen, Lulu, you're my type. What are you doing Saturday night?
Nothing.
Good. Can I borrow your soap?
What are you doing Saturday night?
Saturday night?
Uh-huh.
Well, nothing. Why?
I want to borrow your soap.
Archie, what's the best thing for hives?
Oh, bees, I reckon.
What would you say would be good for hives?
For hives?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say bees.
I keep hearing these voices, but I don't see anyone.
When does this happen?
When I'm talking on the telephone.
Well, I keep hearing these voices, but I don't see anyone. Is that right? When does this happen? When I'm talking on the telephone.
For the last 20 years, we've been doing some harmonica songs, some banjo songs, and some fiddle songs. For this party, we decided to put them all together. We're going to start right here and see if we can finish together.
Well, you ought to see my Cindy. She's living way down south. She's so sweet, the honeybee swarms around her mouth. Get along home.
Louise Mandrell. Hey, come on, 2, 3, 4. A lot of us have had to fight the old waistline battle. Some of us have won, and some of us, well. But I want to congratulate our next performer for winning the Battle of the Bulge. Here's what he used to look like. Welcome back to Slim, Trim, and Still Funny, Ray Stevens. Thank you.
few of my old records, and now I'd like to sing you something that's brand new. This is about a girl named Charlene McKenzie. Well, now Charlene McKenzie was a certified beauty, and I thought it was my patriotic duty to teach her things like necking, yeah, and driving an automobile. Now Charlene McKenzie, while prettier than most, turned out to be as deaf as a post, a condition I was not aware of until she got behind the steering wheel. I had a fit step Chevy, it was born to run. It was a red hot fuel injected son of a gun. And when she showered down on that accelerator, she just froze when it let out a roll. I said, don't rev it so much, take your foot off the gas. She thought, I said, pop the clutch and make it go fast. And she did, and friends, we laid rubber for a block or more. And there were chickens on the bumper, yeah, feathers in the grill, wood bushes in the wheel well, and a pig on my windshield. And the bees were buzzing where she pulled down their behind. On the day I tried to teach Charlene McKenzie how to drive. I said, hold on a second, I want to talk to you. She thought, I said, go for a second and see what she'll do. And we laid more rubber. She jumped it to 104. Georgia, just a little old town, and shoot, I thought I knew my way around, but she took me places that day I'd never seen before. Through farms and gullies and over hills, we uncovered lovers and moonshine stills, and broke into a clearing of the annual picnic of the Georgia Highway Patrol. Yeah, we broke up that picnic and everything in it, and those officers were on us in the New York Minute, and I knew somehow I just had to regain control. Picnic baskets in the grill, yeah, and wrapped around the fenders was what was left of a moonshine still. And a wounded patrolman on my windshield yelling, you get free to fight. On the day I tried to teach Charlene McKenzie how to drive, well, I finally got her just to push in the clutch, and we coasted to a stop. She still had her foot on the gas when up walked that highway cop. Now he blew some feathers out of his mouth, and before I could stop him, I heard him ask, Huey, why don't you take your, quit rabbit in the bus and take your foot off of the gas? Oh, no, here we go again. Cause there were chickens on the bumper, yeah, feathers in the grill, rose bushes in the wheel well, and a pig on my windshield, and the bees were a-buzzing where she mowed.
I think it's safe to say that I never met anybody like Junior Samples. Everything he said was absolutely real and absolutely hilarious. Junior was one of the funniest men I ever seen.
The way you get into show business is you just put a bunch of marbles in your mouth and start talking. The first thing you know, a marvel will come out, and then another, and by the time you lose all your marvel, you're stopped.
Right now, I would like to introduce three beautiful graduates from the Hee-Haw School of Picking and Grinning. Each one entertained our audiences with their own particular style and talent. And now, here they are together, Earlene, Barbara, and Louise.
Hey,
I'm trying to keep you both in line.
We are sisters.
Louise must think she's sexy, cause she wears her clothes so tight.
The blondes have more fun, and we don't need clothes to catch them high.
They sound envious to me, but we're
For 50 years, the star of the Grand Ole Opry, the king of country music, Mr. Roy Acuff.
From the day that men go to the wide Pacific shore, from between a flowing mountain to the South Bell by the shore, she's mighty tall and handsome, known quite well by all. The combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down to Birmingham one cold December day. As she rode into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down to Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland to the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear that lonesome hobo squall. You're traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
Thank you very much. You're so nice. You don't know, I don't know of anything that does me more good than seeing a group of younger people taking up country music and doing it in their own, they do it in their own style, of course. Mr. Sam Lavella has invited a lot of the younger entertainers here for the party this evening. And I think if you kind of observe things right closely, you'll find out that you're going to get to see some of the younger people. They were much younger when that Hee-Haw show went on the air 20 years ago. So I observe it, will you?
This is Kathy Mattea 20 years ago. So far, her unique singing style has earned her 5 top 10 singles. Kathy Mattea.
Charlie's got to go out. Don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. Yeah, but Charlie's had a good life. And Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses. Catching up a little at a time. With pieces of the old dream, they're gonna light the old flame.
Here are the Allerton Sisters in 1969. Today, with five hit singles from their very first album, we know them as Janice Gill and Christine Arnold, the sweethearts of the rodeo. In 1969, Holly Dunn got her first guitar. This step eventually led her to being named winner of the Country Music Association Horizon Award for 1987. Here's Holly Dunn. Curtis Stone, Jack Daniels, Cactus Moser, and Paulette Carlson in 1969. Today, they're one of the hottest new groups in country music. Here's Highway 101. I'm gonna cry, cry, cry.
20 years. I'm impressed. Happy anniversary, Hee-Haw, from Roger Miller.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny and Mary Ann Rogers.
You know, Mary Ann, for years I have wondered why our son Christopher just refuses to sing.
Yeah, me too. And with parents singing, you know, like the way we do, I think it's an unusual thing.
Parents singing the way we do. I found an old Hee-Haw clip that you need to see.
Well, what does that have to do with it?
You'll see. Was afraid he might sound like you.
Seriously, Kenny, why do you like to show something as terrible as Pip You Were Gone?
Well, I think people enjoy seeing those things.
Well, I'm not one of those people.
Well, you don't have any objections to seeing other people make fools of themselves, do you?
No, I don't.
Then you're going to really enjoy this.
Mr. Gordon? Maynard? What's that smell?
I...
Boys, try to keep with me, even though you know I'm out of tune. Keep with me, will you? I mean, out of time. Don't go by the music. Go by what I'm doing, because I'll get out of time, and if you don't follow me, it's a hell of a mess. You know that.
This next star was our guest on Hee-Haw's very first show. And she's been back every year since. And she continues her reign as the queen of country music. Here's the coal miner's daughter and Hee-Haw's personal good luck charm, Loretta Lynn.
This is Randy Travis, and Hee-Haw is 20 years old. Congratulations.
Welcome back to our celebration, folks.
You know, a young fella showed up on Hee Haw playing fiddle with the Whites. Just a short while later, he showed up as a featured performer, and today he's one of country music's biggest stars. Here he is now, one of my great favorites. Here's Ricky Skaggs.
I've got an angel on my mind. That's why I'm walking. I've got an
gentlemen, from the Country Music Hall of Fame, Roy Acuff and Grandpa Jones.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
Who is the funniest man that you've ever worked with on the Hee Haw Show?
Well, Roy, there's been a lot of funny men now and there, but I always laughed the best at String Bean, you know.
He's a good one.
Yeah, old String was the best friend and the best fishing buddy I ever had.
He was a good one, I'm sure. You know, I got a big kick out of him when he'd read those letters from home.
Yeah.
We was glad to get your letter saying you wouldn't be home for a long time. take a lot of me up, I know. See, everybody misses you here. They all miss me up there. Yeah. See, they have laid off half of the police force since you left.
I wish it'd rain. Maybe this bunch would go home.
You've been a-sitting here beside me or watching me fish all day. Past 6 hours. Why don't you fish with me, little?
Can't. I ain't got time today, Grandpa.
Who made you laugh the hardest, Roy?
I believe that I laughed more with the Reverend Grady Nutt than anybody.
Oh, yeah. Hee Haw's prime minister of humor.
When he got started on those little stories, he'd get me tickled, and I just couldn't stop laughing, that's all.
Things are kind of special. Oh, hush, let me tell this story. We're down. I was licensed to the ministry according to Texas law and Baptist custom, and they're usually synonymous. I could legally perform weddings at the age of 13 in the eighth grade. I could do that. Now, I never did, but I was terribly popular in high school. If you do it right, you get in the water clear to here. That's what the word baptized means. Put them under till they bubble.
We all miss Grady Nutt and String Bean, just like we miss all the members of our Hee-Haw gang who aren't with us anymore. Archie Campbell, Junior Samples, Kenny Price, Jimmy Riddle, Don Rich, and Slim Pickens. Even though they're not with us here tonight to join in on this celebration, they'll always be with us. Over the past 20 years, we've become a real family on this show, and we've had more fun than anybody could expect to have in a lifetime. And I think I'm speaking for everybody when I say that if I could do it all over again, I'd be right there in my overalls, picking and grinning with the whole Hee-Haw gang. We're not as young as we used to be. Baby, I don't mind. 'Cause growing old with you is gonna be life and good times. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. I wouldn't want to miss a thing that we've been through. Baby, nothing can compare to the good love that we've shared. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. Looking back on life, I can't complain. It ain't been easy, but don't you know, we still had sunshine even when it rained. And we've shared a love that few have known. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. I wouldn't want to miss a thing that we've been through. Baby, nothing can compare to the good love that we've shared. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. I wouldn't want to miss a thing that we've been through. Baby, nothing can compare to the good love that we've shared. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Minnie Pearl.
Thank you. Thank you.
Howdy! We want to thank you all for helping us celebrate our 20th year on national television. Hee-Haw went on the air for the very first time in June of 1969. And here it is, 1988. This show is the longest-running musical variety show in television history. Hee-Haw has been seen by over 10 billion people every year. Can you imagine? Our show has outlasted 4 presidents, 7 Supreme Court justices, and 121 new hairstyles. And that's just Roy Clark's. And we've outlasted 1,100 other TV shows. Who would have thought it? When we first went on the air, the audience loved us, but the critics were another matter. Anyway, no matter what they said, said about us 20 years ago, we're still here. You might say we have the last hee-haw. And you won't find a happier family anywhere. We, would you say that? Go ahead. You started. Say it. Hope that we have brought you all a measure of fun and laughter, because we sure, and we have, had a ball on this side of the camera, and we plan to keep on having a ball for many more years to come. Happy birthday, Hee-Haw!
You know, now there's a lady who never got a bad review in her life.
Well, until she started hanging around with us. Well, one of the things that Hee Haw started way back when, and I might add, one of the things even the critics liked was putting a gospel song into every show.
Yep, and you know, we've been doing it since those early years, and we're not about to stop tonight.
We've had our celebration, sharing laughter and tears. We're so glad you came and stayed for 20 years.
We hope that in our way we've been a life of love. And for our many blessings, we thank the Lord.
Child to be honest and true, when he can only judge by what's right he sees in you.
How can you offer vision and yet walk around blind? You can't be thinking if your light don't shine.
You can't be thinking if your light don't shine. You can't be thinking if your light don't shine. Let your light all up by God's design. You can't be thinking if your light don't shine.
To an end, but for Hee Haw, there's no end in sight. We invite you all back in 20 years for our 40th birthday party. In the meantime, all of us salute our loyal fans, television stations, and sponsors who have kept us on the air so long. Ready, gang? Salute! Good night, everybody.
Brought to you in part by the Morris for President campaign. Both 9 lives, a more satisfying choice. And Kellogg's Product 19. And new Tri-Buffalo.